That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Morning, folks, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live this Saturday morning, December 17th, 2016, from, let me tell you, a frosty radio ranch. And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And we say good morning again to you, the remnant. It's 8 below zero on the thermometer. It feels like 22 below with the wind chill. Hey, we wish you were here. How about that? But it's kind of like that all over. Winter's coming in. It's that time of the year. Actually got a 91st day today, starting at noon today. And so it is that time of the year. Praise God we have a God of order who does that very thing, who brings winter in right after fall, and then about 3 months of winter, and guess what? Spring will be, it'll be there. And so praise God we have that. Well, John, I'll ask you to open up in prayer, if you would.
Sure. Good morning, Heavenly Father. We do thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for all of our many blessings, our trials, and our tribulations. We stand upon Romans 8:28, that you work all things for good for those that love you, abide in you, and are called by your purpose. And we qualify for that. So thank you for that promise, Lord. Thank you for the persecution we receive as well, Father, which lets us know that we are not of the world and we are about the Father's business. Father, we just ask that you would continue to guide and direct us as a ministry. Give us wisdom and understanding, and we claim the promise that in the last days knowledge would increase. We ask that you would use us as your mighty servants and warriors to disseminate those truths that you reveal to us, to your people, the remnant. And Father, we pray for your blessing to be upon those people people that are prayer warriors, those people that faithfully support the efforts of this ministry. Father, we lift up WTWW, your shortwave station. Lord, we thank you for the miracles that come out of that station every day, the equipment that's antiquated, the facility that's by no means state-of-the-art, but through your grace and your mercy, through the people that you've put in the proper positions of engineering, through the parts that you seem to bring to the station, and just through your overall blessing, we're able to reach thousands, maybe even millions at times. And Father, we know that that's your hand. So we just ask that you continue to put a hedge of angels, a ring of fire, and a shield of light around WTWW. Father, that you would bless those that labor in the engineering of the station. And Lord, that it would continue to be a mighty weapon in your arsenal in this new year forthcoming, the year of our Lord, 2017. Father, we lift up these delegates that vote tomorrow in the Electoral College. Father, we pray that you would just convict them that there's consequences of the things that they do. And Lord, we just pray that your will would be done regarding this situation, binding the forces of hell that are coming against your people. Lord, let them fall in the pits that they dig, and let them be snared in the traps that they lay. Father, continue to reveal to your people those things that were done in the dark, those things that were hidden. Father, we pray for justice once again to be in the land. We claim this country, USA, J-E-R, USA, L-E-M, to your service, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Father, we ask that those that can, you would bring to repentance. You would remove the scales from their eyes, unstop their ears, put a spirit of humility upon them, Lord, that they'd fall upon their face and that they would cry out for forgiveness. Father, those that hate you and hate your people, that roam like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour, that come only to steal, to kill and destroy, we want them off of this land or under it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, a snowy morning here. We thank you, the Remnant, for joining us. Lots going on out there. One headline I saw this morning, Jason, it made me think of you. I don't know if you had a chance to look at the headlines, some of the headlines this morning on some of the, not the fake news sites that some of the news sites get accused of being, but true news reported by CNN Money. And I thought it was pretty interesting. Didn't know if you saw it, but they said in 2016 that U.S. consumers purchased 17,850 tons of ammo.
Nice.
17,850 tons of ammo purchased in 2016. And, you know, I just couldn't help think, but I thought maybe that number might be higher if they knew what you've been doing. But, no, just kidding. But, you know, when you look into that, you see these little memes or whatever they talk about, these things that go around the internet and you get emails on and that type of stuff, that good, bad, or indifferent, that's a big part of communication these days. And we know in the last 8 years what gun sales have done. You know, they've set records almost every year. And it's because of I think you just have to call it the fears of the people. The fear that if I don't get it now, I won't be able to get it next year or next month or after the election. anyway, I saw that headline, and I just couldn't help but think that I know that we've talked about that quite a bit throughout the last several years. The outgoing President Obama has been, you know, probably the best gun salesman in the history of the world. And it seems like in everything that this, at least in the last 8 years, if not the last 16, that everything that the administration has tried to do to, and not just the administration, but the government in general, but everything they've tried to do to get more gun control, to get guns off the street, as they say, has completely backfired on them. It's completely turned around, and the people, it seems like, have done just the opposite, have bought more guns. And according to that report from CNN Money, 17,850 tons of ammo. That's a lot of bullets, wouldn't you say?
Oh, man.
I mean, that's, I don't think that even figures into any of the smaller companies that are producing ammo and selling ammo like that. And I think I really have a hard time thinking that they could even come up with an accurate number as far as, the tonnage on that. And I know there's a lot been sold in the last couple of years, and it seems like it's just, it's up and up. I mean, their sales are just have skyrocketed. Especially before this election, I'll tell you what, people were, it was like it was, 4 years ago, 8 years ago, when, before Abomination got into office, there was lines out the door. People were trying to get stuff and couldn't get stuff, and stores were sold out. Ammo prices went up, and a lot of places, even online places that normally you can get a lot of firearms and ammo from, they were sold out. So it was. There's been a lot of guns and ammo that have went into the hands of the people in the last year.
Amen.
They have made some significant deterrence, though. I mean, wasn't the last lead plant moved out of this country, and then also they started confiscating brass from the military and sending it overseas to be melted down. So, I mean, there's been a few things that have been deterrents, but I read a headline this morning as well. It said, gun manufacturers, why pay for advertisements when Hollywood pushes our guns for free? I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And yeah, you're absolutely right, John. That last lead smelter, and I believe it was because of issues from the EPA, if I remember the story right, closed down either the end of last year, the beginning of this year, or was making plans on doing that to move out of the country. Just another, and the last one, the lead smelter for that got lead ready for many purposes, moved out, and along with almost all other manufacturing type of jobs. I think it's hard for this generation. We have teenagers and those that are in their early 20s, and I think it's hard for them to imagine what it was like even 30 or 40 years ago, before all the manufacturing left this country. I'll see people, especially young people that are football fans, and it's like, is the Pittsburgh football team, is it still the Pittsburgh Steelers? I know they change every now and then, and I don't really follow, but that's still a football team, right? Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah.
Well, I ask people, why are they called the Steelers, Do you think it's because they rob people? And that might be, if they made a team today, that might be. That might be how they would nail them. But it's because Pittsburgh used to make steel. You used to talk about Pittsburgh steel. Now it's all China steel. But Pittsburgh used to make steel. They used to manufacture steel. They would take that raw ore. It would come across the Great Lakes, and it would be mined from that from the area in that part of the country, and they would smelt it down, whatever the word is, and they made steel there. And that steel then was sent over to Detroit. It was made into cars, and to different parts of Ohio and Indiana, and made into Caterpillar bulldozers and John Deere tractors and all types of things. And, it's just foreign to this younger generation today. And, you know, it's just not even in their thought processes. You know, they don't even, they just don't think of those type things because it's just not there anymore. And it's the same way with this lead plant. I think a lot, and Jason, you'd probably know, but I've heard a lot of the newer Remington guns are not being made in the USA. That they're being made overseas on Remington.
Oh, yeah.
But overseas.
All over the place. Well, and you take that lead smelting plant getting shut down. I mean, so much of that is people really have no idea how much that's going to affect our economy. When Obama got in, he got with the EPA, and they didn't just raise EPA restrictions. They made them 10 times more stronger, strict, yeah. Whatever you want to call it, to basically force them out of business. You know, most of the lead, there was a lot of that lead was being used in ammunition. A lot of it was being used in the battery industry. You know, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of our car batteries are still made here in the United States. And, you know, car batteries got to have lead in it. The low lead fuels and the higher octane fuels, even though they call it unleaded, there's still 2 grams of lead in that stuff per gallon, and most of the lead that was being refined, not just through the smelting plant, but there was 3 or 4 places that were recycling it that had to shut down also. And you know, that low lead fuel, they say that the price on that is going to skyrocket on that as well. 100 low lead is what all the small aircraft are flying. You know, there's a lot of things that we use lead for that people don't really realize, and you know, it's going to go up in price. I mean, it's war. When you take everything away and you have all the factories over there in their country, I mean, it's going to go up, and it's going to cost this country. I mean, that's just the way it works. I mean, because now they've got a monopoly on it. You know, it's everything from the wheel weights to, you know, the car batteries to the low lead fuel. It's not even counting about the bullets, you know.
Right.
Well, you can see the cost of batteries has gone through the roof in the last 8 years, and then the cost of the money that they're paying for recycling batteries has gone up significantly as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Automotive, tractor, car batteries, it seems like their price has just about doubled in the last, I'd say probably in the last 4 years. It's hard to go up and get a good car battery for less than $100 anymore. You know, you can go find something China made at Walmart that might get you by a year. But you're right. And that's just, I think, the latest, one of the latest in this destruction that the enemies have planned and have been working very hard, especially the last 8 years, at doing, sending the plants out. Now, it hadn't been just Obama. It's been the government for the last, 25, 30 years that have been doing this, that have been sending the jobs overseas. Well, guys, the phone line's ringing this morning. What do you say we take a caller? Good morning.
Sure.
Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Boy, howdy, there's so much good news today. It's hard to start off without talking about some warm fire.
Some warm fire?
Really warm fire. Hot fire. Really hot fire. You know what I'm saying? When it gets nice and cool, it's good to have a fire in the furnace, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
That is.
I just thought yesterday was so humorous to hear about all these people that the Almighty holds in derision. You know, their understanding has vacated the building.
Well, unfortunately, that describes a whole lot of the dispersion today. You know, those that reside in Europe, yeah, their understanding has certainly left about the time Elvis did, I think. And and here in this country as well. Yeah, there's, you know, isn't it back in Hosea, it says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. And so, yeah, it is a sad state because the people have turned from him. But the
well, I'll tell you, I was really
there's
rejoicing.
There's more waking up.
The last hour of the shortwave, message Mr. Peter had playing there had to do with the H's. And that air conditioning, free air conditioning, hadn't reached down here yet. But, you know, I'm just so grateful, actually, gentlemen, for the Gideon Elite, you know, and the fact that Pastor Peters had his eyes open, his bright daylight awareness open, and could put some true information into these sheep brains out here and bring the Gideon Elite along, because now is the greatest time in the history of the whole world. And, of course, you know, Matthew 13:9-43, really nails it down as far as what the Gideon Elite are going to be doing when they round up the tares and stick them in the ovens. Richard, I wanted to share with you a book that I found this last week. It's called The Silver Chalice. Have you ever heard of that book?
You know, I if I had to give you a book report on it right now, I couldn't do that.
Well, it's a very interesting read by Thomas Costain. And previously, last year about this time, I found another book that he had written called The Money Man, and it was about France, back in the 1300s, I guess. And it was a really interesting read because it was written back, I think, in the late 30s, and there was just a lot of vocabulary in that book that we don't hear today, certain words. And anyway, in the book, The Silver Chalice, it's about the silver chalice that Jesus used at the Last Supper. But what's interesting about the book, which was printed in 1952, is the use of the word Jew and the word Jewish. And, you know, the average everyday reader would think, oh, yeah, the children of Israel turned into being the Jews, and they were Jewish. And you know, the fact is that I believe Pastor Peters delivered a message or two on the word Jew and the word Gentile. And there's such a huge amount of misunderstanding, which is the reason I called, because yesterday they had this porch monkey up there. It was a programmed robot, you know, come out and talk about the Russians hacking the election as if some stage play theater operation changed the fact that Jesus is the King and the Almighty holds these no knowledge and no understanding people in derision because they're just having these people swirl around a drain hole thinking they're getting better off by raising their debt limit. And, you know, I mean, the fact is that we have so much to be thankful and rejoiceful about. You know, if these people... remember the movie The Manchurian Candidate?
Yep. And yeah. It's one of the things they do in their movies. It's a law of war that they have to either tell us what they're going to do, what they want to do, or what they have done. And, you know, that's one of the many movies that they've come out with that tells us, as Pastor pointed out, they'll present the truth in science fiction, in a movie, in a book, and the people can accept it that way. They'll read it, but the people don't understand that it is actually truth, you know, that's coming out. Well, caller, I hate to cut you off, but we got another caller on the line and very interesting comments. And, you know, the one is we just before we go to this next caller, one of the messages and the caller mentioned is Pastor did an old message. I think it's number 120, but it's called The Most Confusing Word in Scripture. And if you'd like that message, if you contact us, we'll send it to you on a CD because it's information you need to know. It really is. Well, brother, thanks for the call. And we're going to try to move on here and get another caller in. I see the line blinking. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. I was listening to your discussion on the closing down of the one remaining lead smelting facility that did in on a large scale. Well, there are quite a few smaller scale ones still in operation. According to a couple of people that I've chatted with online and stuff in the various forums out there, they are going to, the one remaining one that they talked about, I tried finding the location of it, and it's evidently I didn't look hard enough, but it will be open soon. It will reopen, and it will have what they call safer guidelines to continue to do business. So I don't know if this is true or not. All I know is what I've heard from various people on these forums. And one of them was a reloader, bullet caster, and a cowboy action shooter. So it seemed like he knew what he was kind of talking about. And again, you never know. I tend to think that the production of lead in any amount, or the production of batteries or plate that goes into various components, it's all recycled anyhow, but like probably 90% of it anyway, because most of the steel that is made into products today is all recycled. It's full of inclusions, and it doesn't have the tempered you go and buy a set of wrenches.
Yep.
That are made modern.
It ain't Pittsburgh steel anymore. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, you turn a nut and it's got a little ginch in it already. You know, and you only used it once or twice.
Yep.
You go to Sears these days, and the longest line anywhere is behind the return counter.
Yeah. Well, and even Craftsman, you know, used to be made in the USA, Craftsman Tools.
Oh,
and
sure.
They still have a line that's made in the USA. But you look, and they're, and about at least half of their stuff is not anymore. It's made in China. You got to look at the fine print, and it is. And you're right. You look at you find an old set of what was a brand I'm thinking of, like Great Britain, or an old, you know, SK, or an old set of wrenches back from 30 or 40 years ago, and it is. It's a whole different.
You got
and everything
different,
is. You know, even your firearms.
Yeah, you got different. Yeah, you got different companies that used to actually be different. They, in other words, Craftsman, Sears does not make their tools.
Right.
They just they pay to have their name put on something that usually, I mean, back in the 60s when I bought my first set of wrenches, it was made by S&K and stuff like that. But, I mean, even the screwdriver, you use a screwdriver and you turn it too tightly, and you look at the end, and it's all twisted. I mean, so, well, anyway, I just thought I'd comment on that. And I think my battery's going dead, so you guys have a good one.
You too, Joe. God bless.
Okay, good night.
Well, folks, if you want to call in, the number's 307-745-5913. And join us for Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We're coming to you this Saturday morning, December 17th. And we do want to mention that today there's a 91st day is actually tomorrow. Starts the Sabbath today at noon, runs as the Sabbath today till tomorrow at noon. And so we encourage you to, as we try to every week, but observe that day as a Sabbath. On this 91st day, you know, we've had, I've had two calls this week, and people have just said, you know, what is it we should do? And that's because there's new people coming on the ministry all the time. And that's a good thing. The gospel is continuing to go out and reach more and more of the remnant. And so, you know, we encourage you on this 91st day to, at the very least, read the 91st Psalm and pray the 91st Psalm. And, you know, don't do it the way some of our children, you know, when they get to pray over lunch sometime, you know, thank the good Lord for lunch, amen. Take your time to read through Psalms 91. You know, and use that little pause that you read in the Psalms, that little Selah, you know, that interlude, and take some time, put some time. That's what we have these Sabbaths for. They're a day off for an agricultural society. It's what it was based on. A day off between the seasons. You know, fall, autumn, it's gone. It's gone. Wintertime is here. And, you know, to take a day, our God tells us to take a day to remember that it's Him. It's not Mother Nature that does this. It's God Almighty that brings in the seasons, that puts the stars in the sky, and take a day to read the blessings that He puts upon us, the protections. And so that's what we encourage you to do. Read Psalms 91. Take some time. You can do a little, you know, maybe you don't do a lot of Bible studies, but, you know, if you take a little bit of time and read through Psalms 91, pray Psalms 91, think about it. Think about how it applies to you as this calendar year of 2016 is wrapping up. And it'll be a blessing to you, and it'll be pleasing to our God if you do that. Well, guys, there's also a lot of talk. What do you think, John, about this? You know, one thing I think that's come to light is just how the president of the United States is elected between the popular vote and the electoral college, and that's coming up here. What, next month when they cast their final vote for that, or is that coming up sooner?
That's Monday.
December 19th.
Mm. You're thinking of the inauguration. Yeah, right. That's Monday that the Electoral College votes, which is the official vote for the presidency. Here in a few days.
Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, along those lines, we left the prayer for November up because it also was designed to convict those those delegates in the Electoral College to understand that there's consequences for what they do as well. So why don't we go ahead and pray that, unless we've got something else critical right now.
Sounds good.
Well, Heavenly Father, we come before You a broken people. Many amongst us, even those that carry the name Christian, have become arrogant and prideful. Let us not forget the significance of the Democratic Party removing all references of God from their platform in 2012, that only through 3 votes with heavy opposition was Your name restored. Let us not forget those that booed and shook their fist at You, O God, those that declared that very day who they worship, the God of this world, Lucifer and Satan. And although the Republican platform has not yet gone that far, they are co-conspirators in setting aside Your laws and replacing them with man's. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do the things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. Heavenly Father, bring those that can to repentance. Break the spells that have been cast over this once God-fearing land, the true J-A-R-U-S-A-L-E-M. But for those that can't, those that are of their father the devil, those that roam like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour, those that come only to steal, to kill, and destroy, we want them off this land or under it. And Father, in this Babylonian election system, there are those that are called delegates, men, and sadly, in contradiction to Your word, women, whose votes ultimately decide the outcome of this election. Convict them, Father. Bestow into each and every one of them the fear
of you, the true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes.
Send your angels to remind them and warn them in no uncertain terms. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And that it is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Father, we know that your word gives us multiple witnesses, that there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed or hidden that will not be revealed, that your eyes are on all their ways, and they are not hidden from my face, nor is your iniquity concealed from my eyes. That because of these promises, we, your people, are not to be afraid of them, for nothing is concealed that will not be uncovered or hidden that will not be made known. Heavenly Father, make them fully aware that we must all appear before the judgment seat. Lord Jesus, not really knowing how to pray, we, your people who are called by your name, pray the prayer that you taught us to pray, appropriately titled the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Grant to us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. With that, we humbly ask for grace and mercy to be upon your people, that you would find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray, fully acknowledging that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Well, again, the phone lines are open. We've still got a few minutes this morning. 307-745-5913. And if you have a comment or want to call in. And well, Jason, how... go ahead, John.
In California, they're introduced a new bill, SB 18, introduced by Richard Pan. Says the mover and shaker behind the mandatory vaccination law in California. This one's a grab bag of generalities, basically giving over care of children to the state. And then it says, catch the flavor of the wording. It emerges like swamp gas. The legislature finds and declares that all children and youth, regardless of gender, class, race, ethnicity, national origin, culture, religion, immigration status, sexual orientation, or ability have inherent rights that entitle them to protection, special care, and assistance, including but not limited to the following: the right to parents, guardians, or caregivers who act in their best interest, the right to form healthy attachments with adults responsibly for their care and well-being, the right to live in a safe and healthy environment, the right to social and emotional well-being, the right to opportunities to attain optimal cognitive, physical, and social development, and the right to appropriate quality education and life skills leading to self-sufficiency in adulthood, the right to appropriate quality health care. And if you analyze that, you can basically see that it's nothing more than it takes a village to raise a child. The old Daughter of Satan's slogan from many years ago. But I also think it's a prelude to pedophilia. That's what they're saying, a qualified caregiver. And I guess the governor there was saying that they'll secede if they have to, but God might take care of that for them anyways. From what I heard, the earthquakes along that fault line are happening a lot more frequently, and it may end up being an island for too long. So, Lord's will be done is what I say.
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah, what was it? 2 weeks ago, we had over a 6.0 something just off the coast of California. Yesterday, 8.0 magnitude earthquake right off of Papua New Guinea.
Mm.
And it seems like these big earthquakes are more and more in the news all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, before we say that, though, we need to pray for protection for our people, because there are our people there in California. So, Heavenly Father, we do pray for protection for our people. Father, if this is your will and this is the ultimate outcome, I pray that you would convict them, Father, to pack up and to move elsewhere. But, Lord, we just pray for a hedge of angels, a ring of fire, and a shield of light around all those that are yours in California and throughout this country and the world. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
But, So the money for this thing comes from a group referred to as the Peninsula Partnership Leadership Council. The council has already written a children's bill of rights, and SB 18 is saying this is the framework pattern they're following. But this is where it gets interesting, is the Peninsula Partnership is a group of organized corporations, basically, within San Mateo County Office of Education. The Peninsula Partnership consists of Alexa Pharmaceuticals, Microsoft, PepsiCo Foundation, Cisco, Hewlett-Packard, Dell, Symantec, Unveiled Plus, something called SV2 Silicon Valley, but it's all Silicon Valley kind of area. And supposedly they have, through philanthropic funds, they've raised $7.3 billion to promote this deal. So it's pretty significant. It's, you know, basically the old saying is, how California goes the rest of the nation. Lord willing, with this abomination out of the office and his administration, we need to continue to pray for President-elect Trump and his administration, but these bastards ain't going to give up easy, that's for sure.
No. Well, phone line's ringing again. Let's go back there. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Richard. I didn't get to give my punchline a while ago. in that movie... The Manchurian Candidate, the character Raymond Shaw is in that movie, and everybody that is in his platoon is conditioned or brainwashed or mind-controlled into repeating a statement about Richard Shaw that he's the kindest, most warmest, greatest guy that everybody'd want to know. And the connection to the people, like the dirty bird preachers in these pulpits that repeat the lies from the synagogue of Satan, that the Jewish people are God's chosen people, Israel, and that Jesus was a Jew. But that's what I was kind of wanting to give the punchline, because yesterday this so-called president-elect appointed a man named Friedman to the Talmudic terrorist Jewish state, which is not Israel. And if the American people, the men in particular, the white men in particular, would just petition and make remonstrances and demonstrations and send messages to this so-called elect president to let him know that the Jewish state, the Talmudic terrorist Jewish state that has cost the American people hundreds of trillions of dollars, will never be Israel. And that man's name is Friedman, which is just so ironic that the Almighty would drag these people's noses right over to that poop pile and say, "Hey, you know, smell what you're smelling, gentlemen. See what you're seeing." The fact is, we cannot bless the children of the devil. We can't cure rabies by loving on a rabid dog. At some point in time, we got to stick them in the ovens of truth, the eternal ovens of truth, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's an example that if there are any Hebrew Israelites in that so-called Jewish state, and we stick them all in the ovens, 6 million's a good start, they'll be all right. If they're really Hebrews. If they're not, they don't have to keep on being Jewish. Anyway, that's my punchline for the day, gentlemen. I hope you stay nice and warm.
All right. Thanks for the call. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, truth is truth. Truth is not very politically correct. Never has been, and it certainly isn't today. You know, just as the prayer, you know, that you prayed, John, off the land or under it. This nation was blessed when Jesus Christ was its God, and when the Bible's law, the Bible's word, his way, truth, was the law of the land. And like you said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Well, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Where are you calling from?
Down south.
Down south.
I wanted to make a comment on the what is called the Queen's Chamber in the Great Pyramid. It has a niche, I think it's called. It is a place to put an idol. And it clearly is a place to put an idol. But I've never heard anyone mention it, ever. I'm not saying they haven't. But again, that is clearly a place to put an idol. You can look it up in the dictionary, and you will see exactly that. It's a place carved out in the wall.
Well, I'm sure that it is. And, you know, we carry a couple of books on the Great Pyramid Decoded. And if you'd like that, we carry that book. And it's an excellent book that goes into it by famed archaeologist E. Raymond Capt. And it may address that. Not sure. Hey, thanks for the call from down south this morning. Guys, we're going to go to a song. Got some music by Mike Platjay. We have his CDs available if you'd like them. You can contact us. If you like Mike's music, let us know. We can get those CDs to you. We'll be back right after this.
He's the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. He beat all you ever saw, was in trouble with their law since the day he was born. Straighten the curve. John said someday that mountain might get up, but the Lord will. He's making his way the way to hell, and that was a whole lot more than what their law would allow. He's still the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He kept on fighting the system and doing what his dad said was good. Born blind, he healed me, and now I can see. Yeah. Making his way the only way he knew how. That was a whole lot more than what the law would allow. Yeah. He's still the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's on fighting their system and doing what his dad said was good. If they believed in him, they had to deal with the Lord. And death couldn't keep him. He escaped from the tomb. Yeah. Believe him, call him a liar, face your own doom. Yeah. Oh, he made his way the only way he knew how. And that was a whole lot. And what the law would allow. He's still the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's on fighting their system and doing what his dad said was good. He's on fighting their system and doing what his dad said was good.
Amen. I like Mike Platje's music. We have two of his CDs. If you'd like them, we can get them to you. Our address, if you want to write, is Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. And we have a couple of Mike Platje CDs. I Felt Your Love and Bow Down. And if you like that kind of music, you should be careful about the type of music that you listen to. Just like the TV programming, there's lots of programming in the music. Was talking to a person the other day, and you men will remember this, about the pastor gave a message one time. He mentioned it several times about, leaving the radio ranch, driving down to the church on Sunday morning and having his sermon done, so he's just kind of, praying and thinking, turn the radio on, and before you know it, you catch yourself, and he'd catch himself singing the songs on the radio, The one that comes to mind is the Heaven's Just a Sin Away, and I'll just say it and not sing it, and to keep you guys from hanging up on me, but, it it doesn't take much, and our enemy knows it. For us, before we know it, we're tapping toes and kind of bouncing along with the music. But we do have to be careful what we put before our eyes, what we listen to, what we watch. They don't call it television programming for nothing. And so we all have that responsibility to
Yeah, I think it's important to point out, though, that we're not looking at the Jesus played his Trump card, but we're not looking at Trump as a savior. We're not looking right. at his administration as a savior. What we're looking at is a second chance and an opportunity for the watchman over the house of Israel to wake up and to spread the gospel, to fulfill the Great Commission. We have an opportunity like we've never had, in my opinion, in our lifetimes to reach people who are lost, and they understand that they're missing something, and we need to be teaching them the gospel truth, and then we need to be teaching them about immersion baptism, how to become one of Christ's body, and it's not by walking down the aisle and saying, I accept Jesus Christ into my heart. And then once they understand those things, they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Bible's clear about that. When they go into that watery grave of baptism, they die to their old life. They're clothed with Christ.
Amen.
They receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and their name is entered into the Lamb's Book of Life. But none of it means anything without repentance, and repentance means dying to your old life. You have to want to give up the wicked things that you've been doing in your life and be born again of the water and the Spirit.
But,
and then your eyes
the scales are removed from your eyes and your ears are unstopped, and you start to see things in the Bible that you never saw before. And one of those things you'll see is the Israel truth. But if you go trying to shove that Israel truth down somebody's throat who's been lost and doesn't understand anything, it's just like taking the top off the off your salt shaker and pouring all of it on top of the food that you're trying to show people. You just ruined it. We have to do it all seasoned with salt. So we need to be careful that we have this opportunity, that we don't flood these people with the knowledge that we've been given. We have to give them the milk before the meat. That's what I see, and that's what I'm doing.
Amen. Amen. And that's part of fulfilling the Great Commission, you know, preach the gospel. And the Bible, a lot of people don't realize, the Bible talks about precept upon precept, right? Line upon line. Yeah, but the majority of people want to go straight to Revelation. And that's where we're reading right now in our Bible reading plan, but that's the last book. You know, you kind of have to work your way up to there to get an understanding there.
God made it where you can't just read one book.
Right.
You have to read the entire Bible, and you have to read it more than once, to be honest with you.
Yes.
Because every time you read it, you get more. And thank the Lord, we got a new Bible reading plan that's coming out, new calendar. If you're a member of the body, we've already sent that calendar. Some people have already received it and expressed their gratitude for it and how it helps them to stay on track. We also, Jason's just finishing up printing Volume 9 of the Dragon Slayer newsletter. That will be sent out, Lord willing, early next week. We only got 9 out this year. Normally we get at least 10. But, boy, I tell you what, this year has just flown by. And
yes.
I don't know that it's going to slow down any. So,
amen. Amen. Folks, if you'd like that Bible reading plan, again, we can send you one. If you get our Dragon Slayer newsletter, then you're on that. You have that 2017 Bible reading plan calendar. It's a little different this year, but we think you'll enjoy it. We're looking forward to it, and it's one of the ways we draw closer to God. It's one of the ways He draws closer to us, is taking time to read His Word, and certainly to apply it in our life. Well, guys, we're about out of time. As we wrap up, folks, we want to invite you to come to church with us tomorrow. And you can do that by visiting us at the website, scriptures4america.org. And at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast, you can tune in for the broadcast from there, the church service from the La Porte Church of Christ. And if you do, you'll get some milk of the Word, and you'll get some meat of the Word, and you'll be able to have some praise music and sing praises to our Heavenly Father and partake of communion. And the Bible tells us not to forsake the assembly. And by joining us at church is one way that you can obey that command. So we invite you to join us. And again, that's at scriptures4america.org, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Well, men, thanks so much, and have a blessed day. And guys, we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, stay high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out. Ride them out, ride them more, stay high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, snake high.
Move it, move it, move it, though they're disapproving.